Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Welcome everybody to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi Jess. Hi everyone. I'm Jen.
I am so excited for this episode. I've been like, I gotta tell you, we're recording like late afternoon. I've been like buzzing all day. I just could not wait to talk to you, Jen.
And I was like, save it for the pod. Save it for the pod.
Save it for the pod.
How's everybody doing?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I don't know if y'all know this, but we don't record this live. And there is a bit of a lag when it comes to the news. I hate saying that.
We're a weekly podcast, so it's understandable, you know.
Well, twice a week, but we do the news once a week. So we kind of batch it all up for you. It's the best of the best. But certain things are too in this need to know now, kind of like obsessive, Twittery, weird world we live in. Sometimes we can't just deliver it to you like right in the moment. So we are a little behind on the whole Oscar mania stuff, but we don't want to spend too much time talking about that because
yeah,
it's been
done. Yeah, at
this
point, it's what, like 10 days ago? We record on Fridays.
It's a long
usually,
time.
So we missed it. But how about those Oscars, Jess?
The one thing I do just want to relay to you is like the beauty community was on it. But their angle, at least in the heat of the moment was, I got to tell you, by like 10:45 PM, that night, I had, you know, just so you know, if you're a beauty editor, the beauty PRs, they like, that's like their biggest night. Like they're never working harder than Oscar night because they're sending out press releases for like, so-and-so did the nail, so-and-so did, you know, Nicole Kidman's hair, like every like iota of someone's look is like teased out to a press statement so they can promote like the products used or the talent. But it got really unlike makeup-y for a minute.
Yeah.
Suddenly had a stream of like, I would say at least a dozen what you need to know about alopecia, what you need to know about hair loss.
So if you're under a rock, let's point out that Chris Rock made a joke about Jada.
Oh, yeah.
Pinkett
so I'm bearing the lead. Yeah. Chris Rock
said, we're waiting for G.I. Jane 2. And Will Smith did not like that and came up on stage and hit him. I have to say, Jess, in the moment, I know about her alopecia. I saw her shaved head and I was like, she's gorgeous and brilliant. I didn't even realize that's what the joke was. I thought she had like a bad movie, a G.I. Jane movie coming out that wasn't doing well. And I was like, oh, he's just poking fun like they always do with the famous
what?
People.
Probably the one person on planet
No,
Earth
a couple other people. I was looking online. Very quickly, I realized it was a joke about her appearance and got pissed off. But at first, because to me, it didn't even think that she, you should be joking about her hair because she's gorgeous. Like, and her hair is like working for her. Like what her whole look, it did not, I didn't even realize it in the moment. Then I very quickly realized it was a joke about her shaving her head, which is in the poorest taste, especially considering, like you said, go on, she has alopecia.
Well, she has alopecia. The releases came fast and furious for every hair serum known to man.
Oh, they
about
were trying
alopecia.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, it's just interesting to see how the media cycle, not necessarily the hot takes, but just...
No, I will say the one upside to this, if there is that alopecia awareness just got more press and more like knowledge given to the world than it would have gotten with a huge campaign that costs them millions of dollars. And maybe now people will really start to understand like how devastating hair loss can be, how it's often not your fault, how there's so many different types of alopecia, how, you know, some of them, quite frankly, are almost impossible to cure. So that's a good part of it for me.
So now we all know a lot more about alopecia and we will be doing more about hair loss.
Yes, we're working on a
women.
special hair loss episode coming up in the summer, hopefully, if it all comes together the way we want it to. So I know it's a topic that's important to a lot of our audience. However, we still have news to talk about of the whole last week. Lots going on. So we're going to do the news. And then this is what Jess has been, is it champing at the bit or chomping at the bit?
Chomping, not champing.
Are you sure? Okay. I feel like it's one of those fleshing out or flushing out. Whenever I hear people say that,
I always
flush
say fleshing. Do you want to put like meat on the bones?
Yeah, it's from,
of something.
It goes all the way back to Da Vinci, I believe. Like when you would make a bone structure and then flesh out the picture.
Yes.
And so it's,
you know what
flesh
I have trouble
out.
With? I have trouble with coming down the pipe or coming down the pike. Because it's
I know.
Like coming
and
down
running,
the turnpike.
Running the gauntlet or the
gamut.
Anyway, Jess is chomping at the bit. Fact check on that in a moment.
You're chomping
to talk
up, chomping
about
bin,
the resurgence of the body typing movement and systems
obsessed.
That were quite popular in the 1970s and 80s and the color typing systems. And they are having a resurgence that is wholly unexpected to me, but we'll get into that. And we'll also talk about some of the popular body typing and color typing systems that you're probably hearing about more. So that's our episode
color
today.
Color me tickled. It's
color
back.
Me beautiful. Color you tickled. Let's do it. Okay, guys, this just in. It is champing at the bit. The original saying was champ at the bit and champ was to bite was the word. And AP, which is like the style guide, I used to be a copy editor. This is why I like in the back of my mind, I was like, I think it was champing at the bit. Anyway, it has been updated because clearly people don't say champ anymore. It has been updated to be chomping at the bit. So I think you would be correct to say that as well.
I stand corrected. I told Jen she was crazy and the...
You're not wrong though, you know?
Well, no, I am wrong because you were right. Champing. It's
but
champing.
So you'd be able to write that in an article and it might not necessarily get copy edited away because people do say chomp now. It's one of those things that change, you know?
Well, Guys, you break that out in your next party, your cocktail conversation.
There you go. And please, if you're saying flush something out, please change. That one has not changed. It is flesh something out. You're fleshing it out. It's one of those businessy terms people say all the time in emails. And I like get emails from people all the time where it's spelled wrong. And no, I do not reply that they spelled it wrong. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, Anyway, this is why we're editors, guys. It's time for the news. Another week, another brand releasing an NFT. I've moved on from the celebrity launches. Like that was our like whole winter season ongoing joke. Our new thing is every week there's a new non-fungible token from a beauty brand. And this week, I really like this one though. MAC Cosmetics is launching a limited edition Keith Haring set of NFTs. So they'll be available starting April 10th because that's America's National Youth HIV AIDS Awareness Day. And so they range in price. These you actually have to pay for, where it's the Estee Lauder ones that we told you about before were free. They range from $25 to $1,000, but MAC will be donating the entire purchase price to the Viva Glam Keith Haring NFT collection to the Viva Glam Fund, which as you know, well, if you didn't know, you should know, supports young people impacted by HIV and AIDS, among other things. So that's a cool one.
Nice.
I might actually buy one.
Buy it.
See how it goes. I got my wallet, my Ethereum-driven wallet. I'm sick of not understanding the metaverse and crypto. So I like really am going hard in and just going to learn about it. And so I feel like this is a good way for me.
I was texting with Jen before. She couldn't hang out because she was hanging out in the metaverse.
I was over in Decentraland, which is where the Estee Lauder sponsored Fashion Week was. I probably have to work on my avatar a little. The thing is so sad.
What were you wearing in the metaverse?
I just picked randomized because I was like, I ain't got time to build a avatar. They're balding with blonde eyebrows. I just did randomize and seems to have breasts, but also is balding. It's kind of cool. It's just like, it looks nothing like me. Anyway, NFTs. Learn about it. Jess, happy Rosacea Awareness Month. Did you know it was Rosacea Awareness Month?
I did not.
Yeah. April is a special time where anyone out there with persistent redness and bumps gets bombarded with rosacea info. Or if you're one of those people like me who for years just thought they were like had red skin because I didn't have the pustules or the papules, didn't know I had rosacea. And honestly, I was working on a story about Rosacea Awareness Month. And that's when I realized I should go to the derm and see if I can take care of this. So thank you, National Rosacea Society, because they have lots of really good resources. On that note, now that it is Rosacea Awareness Month, Curology, you know, they do the custom prescription skincare ingredients. They are now going to be handling rosacea prescriptions. So you can get popular treatments like metronidazole, azelaic acid, and they do compounding. So you can get all of the ingredients you need for your rosacea prescription in one treatment lotion without going to the derm, which I kind of love. And they're doing like a special deal.
Oh, that's major.
Yeah, because there's a couple places online to do the rosacea. I know you could get a retinoid prescription now online very easily, but the rosacea drugs are a little harder to come by. And it's only about $40 for a 2-month supply. And let me tell you, when I had Rofade, R-H-O-F-A-D-E, which is a great topical drug for rosacea, it really does work. It was like $125 a month. It's not covered by insurance. And I was like, you know what? This works, but I ain't got $125 a month. So $40 for 2 months is a lot better. I don't know if they do Rofade, but we'll see. Olaplex launched a new product. I feel like this is news because they only have 8 products. Now they have 9. Did you see this? Olaplex number 9?
What is number 9?
Number 9, I'm glad you asked. It's a bond protector nourishing hair serum. So it's basically a silicone-free serum that protects against pollution, heat damaging, environmental aggressors. It has a little dose of their bond building technology. In case you have not listened to this podcast, that's where they sort of build this semi-permanent bridge to repair the disulfide bonds in your hair, which is how you can get your hair dyed without it breaking off, helps repair damage from heat and coloring. They also have an antioxidant in there and a film-forming polymer to neutralize free radicals, which...
I know, right? Where do you put this on? You put this on like with your
damp hair, like a serum. The only thing in here that looks really new to me is the film-forming polymer, but other brands do that in different ways. However, early reviews are if you're a heat styler, it's the bomb. Like it helps speed heat styling, really good for heat protection. If you're an air dryer like me, do you need a $26 serum from Olaplex? Probably not. It's not a wonder serum. Go to the salon, get their treatment in the salon. If you get your hair colored, that's more of the wonderful thing. So happy ninth.
And I love their shampoo. You know, I've talked about
Oh, that's right. You have raised a wand
to death. To yeah. Yeah.
Okay. To the sinus corner we go.
To the sinus corner?
To the science corner we go. Where's your head at that you thought it was a sinus corner?
I still have like a lingering like cold. So
oh, it's
I
on
think
the mind.
I think my head is yeah. If you guys know, I could tell that my nose sounds horrible.
Yeah, I was editing last week's episode. I was like, oh, she does sound slightly different. Well, I hope you feel better soon.
Okay, hit us with some science.
Yeah, some science. It's not sinus science. The scientists over at L'Oreal Group have developed a brain headset. That's what I'm calling it. That's not really what the name is. To help you choose an Yves Saint Laurent perfume. So basically, you're going to be putting on, they've already trialed this in Dubai at their concept store, but it's going to be going out at the end of the year and next year to all of the YSL beauty boutiques. So you'll put on this multi-sensor headset. Honestly, okay. It's an EEG. It measures the underlying brain activity. It looks like something Julia Fox would wear. First of all, just to like tie it back to Oscars, picture that like neck strangling glove, but like put it on her head instead. That's kind of what this looks like. It's like a chic, like I could see someone wearing it anyway.
I saw this funny tweet. Did you see this? Just a quick Julia Fox aside. And it was like Julia Fox has the energy of a girl who just came back from like study abroad college.
Yes. I kind of am here for it.
She's totally in on the joke.
She's in on the joke and her confidence is like, F you. I'm going to be super confident and wink, wink. This is what dudes do all the time and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm here for it.
Did you see that little video of her saying like she's working on her book. It's going to be a masterpiece.
Yes, because on the tweets about that where some woman, I thought it was the funniest one, when her kids ask, what's for dinner? Her response is Julia Fox's response. I don't want to give too much away, but it's pretty much a masterpiece.
I'm not sick of her yet. I know people are like, oh, she's done. I don't know. It's so silly. She's so silly that I love it.
Yeah, but she seems like she's having fun. And yeah, like you said, she's in on the joke. Wow, my corner went really.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all part. It's all part of it.
Yeah, it's all part of it. Okay. So, okay, back to this headset thing.
Oh, you look like Julia Fox when you're wearing
it. You put it on. And so basically what's going to happen is you smell 6 accords. And as you're smelling them, it is measuring brain activity, alpha waves and things like that.
Oh my God, I love this already.
Yeah. To determine your emotional response. It is going to measure based on your brain activity, how relaxed, focused, stressed, stimulated, or energized you are. And translate that into the perfect fragrance selection for you. Now, there's also one other step to this. Before you've put on the headset, you're going to answer 8 questions about fragrance preferences. Mm. So here's my thinking. I don't think the headset was super accurate and they had to add in the second step to make sure that you're getting fragrances that you want.
Why are you ruining this for me? I love this whole thing. I'm donating my body's L'Oreal Science. This so that is you so can important. Find
because here's why. I looked into this because I was like, this is interesting. The headset has 5 electrodes on it. So it looked, like I said, it looks chic, like a little hand grabbing your head. But I looked into this, I was like, huh, I wonder in clinical applications how many electrodes are in an EEG sensor headset, 19 to 25. So I don't know how accurate your reading is. You know, it's going through your scalp to read your brain activity just as her eyes closed and she's trying to get back into her happy place and out of my science corner.
No, okay. I think this is so transportive. I think it's so cool.
It's super cool. Like, I don't care if it's a little bit, like they had to like fake it a little bit but anytime you're taking a quiz.
Fragrance is an art, it's an art and a science, Jen. It's an art and a science.
Yeah. And I think it helps you talk about fragrance. It's hard to find out what you like. You're going to smell these accords, which are in Yves Saint Laurent fragrances. So they'll help you determine, like, if you got a really stimulating response to that gourmandy accord, maybe they're going to do you a little, what's the opium that's super gourmandy that you like?
Black opium.
Maybe they send you down that route. So when it comes to the New York Yves Saint Laurent boutique, I say you and I go and put on the headset and see what we find.
I'm ready to like, just beam me up, Scotty. Like I'm ready.
it's cool. Do we need this? No, but I think that it's
Speak for yourself.
It helps people engage with fragrance, and I'm about that. So get your EEG measured and find out what perfumes you like.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about
about dry brushing on this podcast. Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Good to see you guys all back on the other side of the ad break. Let's talk about typing each other. This is something that you and I have talked about in this podcast like a lot, color typing. It comes up all the time when how we used to get our seasons done in the 80s.
My mom had Carol Jackson's Color Me Beautiful on the kitchen table, I think, for the duration of the 1980s.
Oh.
It's a great book. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up.
Yes, that came out in 1980. Right around that time actually was a huge moment for these like typing systems. There was the Color Me a Season, the Suzanne Cagle method, but there were also all these body typing systems that came out.
And just really quickly, the Color Me Beautiful, just so you understand, it's like if what colors of you should wear in fashion.
Oh, yes.
Jen, no, I just want to like just broad strokes.
I believe I'm a winter.
I think you're a winter. I, at about age 7, 8, my mother and I decided I was in autumn with my red hair. I should be wearing, you know, autumnal colors, ochre, you know, forest green, that sort of thing. Never a red.
Yeah. And these systems were meant to help you shop for clothes that were more flattering to your skin tone, eye color, et cetera. And then there's these body typing systems. Now, if you have worked in women's magazines, like Jess and I have, you know these systems. The same words have been used again and again. I tried to find out when these first came out. I believe it was the 60s, but you're an apple. You're a pear. You're a ruler. You're an hourglass. There's some other ones. On
pencil. There.
Pencils. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 1987, David Kibbe came out with his book, and he thought that was a little too limiting. So he took like a more dramatic approach to body types, if you will. And he, I don't know how to describe that. And he, there's still—
That's actually one of his body types, dramatic.
Yeah. So he gave you dramatic, classic, natural, gamine, and romantic with different modifiers. I think there's like 13 different body types. The point being like claiming your agency over your body and what looks good on you and knowing how to shop for yourself. But, you know, also prescriptive. It's prescribing. I mean, how many times have you written a story, Jess, where you had to talk about someone's face shape or body type or whatever and tell them what looks good on them?
Yeah, I mean, it's... it's a device to instruct people to find the best, either, you know, way to, if we're talking about face shape, to, you know, apply blush or bronzer or wear even their ponytail. Or I'm not saying this is what I'm doing right now, but I'm saying just in the history of women's magazines, you know, I worked at Lucky Magazine for a while. We did these guides all the time, a swimsuit guide, a denim guide. The right dark denim if you're a pear shape, if you're an athletic shape. I still don't quite know what that means, but like, you know, what type of jeans, you know.
Like a flare to balance your pear hips and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. And I've had this dialogue going through my mind since as early as I can remember, anytime I went into a dressing room or picked out a pair of jeans. I thought, honestly, that this type of conversation, these kind of guidelines, I thought that this went by way of low-slung jeans and the whale tail thong, but that stuff is back right now.
Well, I thought it was out of fashion too, because to be honest, sometimes those things can be constrictive. Like, who's to say you want to balance out your hips? Just be yourself and wear what you want to wear, right? Well, guess what? Gen Z, who is like the leading proponents of doing their own thing, doing what they want to do, being their own boss, having agency, they like the Kibbe typing system. It's huge on TikTok. It's making this big resurgence. Back at the end of February, Vox wrote this whole article about it's coming back. Then just, I guess it was last week at this point or 2 weeks ago at this point, the New York Times did a story on it. They caught up with the guy that originally wrote the book.
Mr. Kibbe.
Mr. David Kibbe. To be like, what do you think of the fact that you're you know, you're back in the zeitgeist. And this book has been out of print. You can't find it anywhere. And I, oh my God, you have to read this article. We will link to it. He has, you know, he's a little bit, not defensive, but I think he's like, well, I was highly trained and you must be trained in this typing system in order to do it. But, you know, on TikTok and the interwebs, we all think we're an expert. So people are out there like calling a gamine when they see it.
Yeah. I watched a lot of the videos in preparation for this conversation. And I have to say, I need to sit down with David Kibbe because I am way more confused watching all these videos. You know, like Mila Kunis is a gamine, but, you know, somebody like, but Natalie Portman is a naturalist or a natural. They're all, in my viewpoint, and to my untrained eye, they all look the freaking same. They're all thin, gorgeous, petite, like under 120 pound white women, and they all look interchangeable. Like in terms of, they're all size 2 or 4 or 0.
Yeah. So what are you telling me here, David? I get it.
I don't want to think that's what David intended, because like the Kibbe thing doesn't make sense to me. And I know that can't be what he meant.
I know. And it starts, by the way, we should say, which is another part that I've seen on TikTok a lot, taking a still photo of yourself from like chest level. They're very particular about where the camera needs to be. And then you have to be in form fitting or basically your underwear if you can to like help say what type of body you have. This, I am so confused as to why this is getting popular again. I just feel like it's so dated. Like, especially if you look at some of the advice that you get, like if you're a dramatic body type, Kibbe said, shoulder pads are essential in every garment you own without exception.
I love that.
And then romantics are encouraged to buy elegantly slim briefcases. First of all, briefcases and shoulder pads, I'm fine with those coming back. That's amazing. But like elegantly slim, I don't know. A lot of it seems to like, right now, Lizzo just launched her shapewear line. Like, shapewear isn't even about creating a shape anymore. It's just like being your shape and looking good and having a form-fitting thing in it so that you look like yourself and owning who you are. That's what shapewear
has
become.
Right, it's not changing.
Like, we're not doing Spanx to squeeze you into a tighter, smaller size anymore. We've moved on from that. And I think that's so funny that this is all happening as like some, you know, like Lizzo is launching this new line that's about embracing who you are. Because this feels anachronistic. It feels like not that.
Yes, I'm so confused, and I'd love for like to get some feedback from our audience because I'm confused. This feels like two steps back. This feels like, you know, anti-Dove campaign, anti-Lizzo, you know, everything.
Yeah.
All the strides that she has is and the barriers that she has broken down, anti-body positivity. I'm not shading David for what he did back then. That was in the context of a different time.
Right.
I'm confused about why it's being resurrected.
Do you want to hear my, I have a little theory.
Bring it.
So what do people on the interwebs and young people especially love? Themselves.
Retro, the 90s?
No.
Like what?
Y2K? What? No. Themselves. We want to be heard. Yeah. We're going to tweet our opinion on everything, even if we don't even have any expertise in that area. And I think there's something about quizzing. Astrology continues to be huge.
Yeah.
There's something about saying, like, look at me. I'm seen. I'm heard. I know myself. Like, and feeling a sense of like pride that you are this thing. Like, you know, when like you get a good horoscope that's so right on, look at all the memes with like Libra, what's the right dessert for your different astrology type? And we're all about it. Because in this new world, we're like all part of our own little universe. We get to pick and choose what media we see. We're in our little echo chamber with whoever we want to follow and nobody else. And this just like is amplification of self. In a way that makes sense to me.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. I'm surprised that
this is the
element of the kind of navel gazing and the superficiality of body and the lack of diversity and body diversity wasn't kind of a like, oh, maybe we'll, you know, what's my favorite snack
isn't,
you know, what we're focusing on, or what charity should I, you know, be devoting my time towards this month.
I don't have this question though, because I don't think that I dress anymore like for my body type. Like if a certain jean, like, you know, skinny jeans were in, everybody's wearing them regardless of body type, mm-hmm. you know, mom jeans are in now. I don't really dress that way, but colors, I still do. Like, I know if I put on certain colors, I just look jaundiced and I don't want to look jaundiced. I don't mind like my curves showing, or I don't mind if like...
What color is not for you, Jen?
Oh, ochre.
Ochre.
You just mentioned ochre.
Very few very few people can wear ochre.
Oh, lucky you, you autumn. Like anything that is remotely olive skin tone, like all of the... Oh, I just went to an event, a press event, and it was a joke because the publicist like, which camel colored or cream colored coat is yours? It was all these teddy bear looking coats, all camel, cream, and beige.
And you're like, none of them.
Fuzzy. And there was one navy blue coat. That was mine because I cannot yeah. wear cream, beige, camel, light green, yellows to save my life. I look
I understand.
The
death. I understand.
So does it bother? I'm curious. Do you think there's still value in the color systems?
I actually do. I think, you know, people, I do still work in like an environment in fashion and beauty where I think that some people believe like there aren't, you know, forget the rules. Like there are some editors that are sort of offended by the idea of a rule.
Yeah.
Versus like, you know, at Lucky and Cosmo, we loved a rule. Loved a rule.
It was, you know? It's what you went to those magazines for.
Right, right. And I do think there is value in a rule because especially when you're younger, you know, when I, and maybe you guys disagree, but I think when you're confused, like perfect example, I'll call my friend Adam. Adam, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not so great with certain elements of fashion. I'm not super confident with like maybe like a shoe and like a boot moment, okay? I'll text him a photo like, did these go? And he'll be like, yes, or like hell no.
Oh, like where the pant landed and where the shoe is yeah. and the proportions.
Or like yeah. if it's a certain seat, like I haven't left the house in like 2 years. I have a kid. I'm like, but you know, and a job. And like Adam is on the boots on the ground fashion guy.
Yeah, are we still know? Doing belts? What's going on, Adam?
Yes, exactly. I don't mind being told like, honey, no, put that away, store it, or like, hell to the no, or like, yes, you look great in that, or like, you know, blank is not your friend, cutie. You're like, you know, 40
yeah,
years old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind being told those things. Some people do, and I totally respect that. They want to hear no rules. You know, you do you. Maybe it's just because I grew up in the world of you're a pair, stay away from that. Like, I don't know, but I respect everyone's
This is where
beliefs.
You and Gen Z are simpatico because I'm not saying all of young people are into this, by the way, but it's just been the rise we've seen on social media about it is just fascinating.
But here's the thing. I will never, in my writing, I will never tell somebody what to do because I will never tell someone what to do. And on this show, hopefully everyone listening knows that I'm never going to tell someone,
right.
You all need to do this because that's the right thing.
Right.
Because,
but we have talked about like, oh, blush placement. If you have like rounder cheeks, put it a little higher just because like these are things we've heard from makeup artists.
Right.
And I guess there's a spectrum of rules in a way. And this though is on that one end of the spectrum, very specific.
Like, right. You but are, I don't mind from like someone who knows telling you yeah. like, Jess, throw it out. I'm like, okay, it's the garbage.
That's why people turn to beauty podcasts like ours in some fashion. Like you yeah. want that advice, but it's just that this typing system and 13 types and so complicated and like, this just feels, it's just funny to me. Also, people got too much time on their hands.
I was about to say, it's like, you know, yeah, it's like, you know, I think I would have been a little bit more like that when I was younger and had the time.
Oh, you
to
would
like,
have had a
like
full, you this. Fully would have had a TikTok. You would have been taking pictures of yourself. You'd have done your morning routine to like to some emo girl music.
I would have been the worst offender. So like I say, like all my criticisms are with love.
I bet you made collages on your walls, didn't you? With like...
There was not one edge of wallpaper, okay. not a sliver
I know,
of wallpaper.
Jess. Yeah, I picture a bunch of collages, but this is like, you know, you would have been doing it on TikTok yeah. if that was the time now. And
yeah.
maybe you would have been the first to be like, guys, check out the Kibbe body system.
I'm like, I think I'm this, but I might be this.
Well,
I don't know.
I've watched a bunch of these videos and I still can't figure out what I am. We'll link to it for you guys. So if you like prescriptive, which some people do, And then like, maybe this is for you. Maybe this will help you dress. You'll get an elegantly slim briefcase. You'll bring out the shoulder pads and you'll look amazing.
But good luck if you're over a size 4. Good luck, honey, because you won't find yourself.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh, I knew you'd have thoughts on this. Thank you, Jess.
We're going to do the fat mascara body type scale.
Everyone's welcome. There's my type.
Yeah, it's going to be, you are here. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. And we've got one from our listener, Allie.
Hi there, this is Allie calling in from Michigan. I super enjoy the podcast. I play it all the time when I'm driving because I end up driving a lot. So it's been such a lifesaver just to listen to it, you know, after work or if I'm going somewhere. It's great. I wanted to raise a wand to the milk makeup, like lip and cheek cream stick, question mark. It's like a chubby little chapstick. It fits in your pockets because I don't carry a purse, which is a little embarrassing to admit to that. But it's so easy to carry around, and it comes in a whole bunch of different colors. I have like 3 of them, like the reddish pinkish ones, and they're so pretty, and I like to wear them as a blush because I am a lazy makeup user. So if I could just like use this and then bring it up over my cheekbones and like a little bit to like where you might do like that highlight for your eyeshadow or whatever, it just brings a lot of color to your face, and it's wonderful, and it's so easy. I blend it with my fingers, and then I'm like out the door, done. So yes, raise a wand to the milk makeup lip cheek stick question mark. They're awesome. And thank you guys so much.
Okay, Allie, I love you. I also love that lip and cheek stick. I wore it on my wedding day. However, I am worried that you recorded your raise a wand while you were driving. It sort of sounded like you were driving, and I know you listen to us when you're driving. So a friendly reminder to the Fat Mascara family, please don't raise and drive. Don't record and drive. Get your butt home and then record and tell us about a product you love and email it to info@fatmascara.com or call us 646-481-8182. She was adorable.
Don't raise and drive. I can see that on a bumper sticker if we were the type of company to make bumper stickers.
Maybe that needs to be what kind of company we are.
No, Jen.
Do people still have bumper stickers? I haven't seen a bumper sticker in a minute.
I haven't in a minute. Jen, did you ever have a
I just feel like stop. I always just still see Bernie 2020, like Bernie 2018 whenever he ran. That's the only bumper sticker I still see in Brooklyn. Like that, like you couldn't get it off your bumper, so it's still there. I don't know.
Jen, I need to know, did you ever have a bumper sticker?
No. Do you think I ever had a bumper sticker?
I don't know.
My first car was a 1972 Volkswagen Beetle, though. Didn't need a bumper sticker. It told you exactly who I was just by looking at it.
You had a Beetle?
Yeah, it's a long story. Basically, my dad always wanted one. So he decided that was like the used car he was going to buy me. I didn't really get a choice in the matter. So I had to learn stick like immediately and not just like
of course
new,
you know,
manual on like a regular. I had to learn a 1972 with like a hole in the floor, 5 gears, doesn't go above 50 miles per hour. It was a traumatic time in the Goldstein household when Frank taught me to drive stick.
I could just picture you like the Flintstones car.
That's what I looked like. And truly, I stalled out so many times on hills at a red light that like I wish I could just put my feet through and just like walk the car up because, yeah. I mean,
I love you,
Dad, in retrospect. Like, I'm so glad I can drive a stick. And when I go abroad and rent a car, it is really helpful to know how to drive.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm having a panic.
What are we doing again? Oh, yeah, raising a wand. Tell me about a product.
Okay. I have really dry little fingers.
I feel like the past 3 months, it's just been every raise a wand starts. I have dry, fill in the blank. So... It's just like a corpse at this point.
I seriously walk around my house just like, my face feels so dry. Like, I think it's just...
Now you have central heat and central air conditioning. It can be drying. You didn't use
it in your winter. It's spring now, but it's still cold.
Yeah. So and what's dry now? Your fingers
all the time. you sound like me talking to Lake because I promise we'll talk about products in a second. But I'm just like laughing because everything's just funny to me right now. Lake, everything she says hurts. She's realizing that this is a great way to get attention.
Oh no!
So she will come over. And she'll be like, "It hurts." And she'll be like, "My elbow, my foot." She said, "I kissed her nose," and she goes, "Oh, my nose, ice pack." Everything needs an ice pack. So when you're saying like my face, it's everything is dry. So everything, my face is dry. My feet are dry. my fingers are dry. So yes, my fingers are dry. And the only thing that can help my little gross cuticles is Facile. If I'm saying that right, I'm sorry, founder, if I'm not saying it right. Facile Nourishing Nail and Cuticle Oil. And I keep it on my desk. And I just hit it with a couple of drops, this nice little dropper. And I just massage it in. And it's really nice. And I've noticed a marked difference. I've been using it the past couple of weeks. And I love that it's an indie brand. I like to support my indie founders. It's $24. Oh, sorry, $24 Canadian. I don't know how much it is in the US dollars. Sorry.
I love that. I remember I raised a wand to their press-on nails, which are amazing. And I believe the founder's name...
Yes,
is Alexa. And Alexa, we like your products. I also think you make me think of Marcella and how she told us to be putting oils on. It's one of those steps that like is a product you don't think about, like cuticle oil or nail oil on your feet or whatever, that make a huge difference, right? You're like,
I should put it on my feet too.
It's a good habit to get into, right?
It's a little bit of like self-respect, showing yourself that little extra care. It says, I care about myself.
I care about you too. That's a good one. You know what does that for me? Red lipstick.
That's a lot of self-respect.
And it also says, I care about you. And we've talked about this. Putting on a little bit of lipstick says to the person I'm with, like, you know what? I tried. I'm here for you. So on that note, actually, you know who we talked about it with? This is perfect. I didn't plan this. Gwen Stefani is who told us about that, which was a great point. And so I've been trying out her products because, to be honest, that was such a fun interview, but we didn't really talk about products at all, which is great, which is what we do here at Femme Mascara on a Friday. But I will say her red lipstick, the original me, in original recipe, it's a matte red. It is tight. It is... Take Ruby Woo and just add like load the pigment. Like say that has like a 50% pigment load. This has a 60% pigment load. And it does
God.
I just made it lewd. I don't know what that was, but I got very excited. And it has a really sharp bullet tip. So for the first couple weeks that you're using it, it's like you don't even need lip liner because it's so precise on the edge. And I actually wore it to our Differin Retinoid Roundtable.
Oh, that's what you were wearing? That's very nice.
Yeah, I was wearing her red lipstick. It's such a great color. It's like if you're scared of red, it's a lot of red, but it's the kind of red that looks good to our color typing system point on everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a universal red. It has a little blue, a little warm. It's very neutral. It's like, is that going to make your teeth look yellow? You know, it's actually a little blue now that I'm thinking about it. But trust me, even if you are autumn or spring, you can wear...
It's seasonless.
It's seasonless. It's just a classic red lipstick and I've really been enjoying it. So I want to raise
I would love to try that. Okay.
You should. I want to see Let's you in do a red it. Lip. You autumn you.
I need to be wearing more of a red lip. I got to get out of these sweats into a red lip.
Okay. I will see you guys at our next episode. Get some beauty sleep.
So excited. Get my sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.